Hey guys.
Hey.
Welcome back to the Flick Chicks podcast.
Yeah, I'm Jane.
And I'm Allison.
And we're going to talk about movies.
That's right. It's what we always do. this week's a listener pick.
Yes. A lot of people. Stella, Berenice, I think Veronica. I think that those are the three that
have requested.
People have requested it in passing as well, but I think those are the three formal requests.
Yeah, if you don't submit it via somewhere on the internet, we can't look it up.
Yeah, but I'm sure that everyone will enjoy this because it's a great movie.
So we are doing Jordan Peele's debut,
2017's Get Out.
So yeah, we're really excited to talk about this.
It's our second Jordan Peele film that we're covering.
Yes.
We covered Us.
And we saw this, we both saw this in theaters, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't think we went together, but I saw it in theaters.
I did too, when it came out.
It
was really good.
It was really great in theaters.
This is Jordan Peele's best film. He's only made two, but this one's my favorite.
I like this one the best too. It's, he said it came from a lot of, he wrote it the first term that Obama was president, and he wrote it, he said, in a moment of vulnerability.
Ooh.
And he never thought it was going to get made. And then whenever, like, kind of stuff started coming out with the Black Lives Movement and stuff, he was like, oh, this is a good time to make it. And so they made it.
It was a good time. He was right. It was a good time. Okay. So. How do we start? How should we start?
Wow, this is the first time I've had trouble starting.
I know. I don't know. I don't really want to recap the whole movie. I guess I can. Chris is dating a girl named Rose. He goes to visit her parents. Turns out her parents are in a cult.
A crazy racist cult.
Where they kidnap black people and they do a procedure on them that causes them to essentially switch, like, they essentially die and
they go into subliminal consciousness.
Yeah, so they're still like there, but they don't have control over their own bodies. Mm-hmm. And old white people take over their body in order to have a chance at a second life.
Yeah.
And Chris beats them.
Yes, so Chris is a badass.
So that's basically the plot.
Yes. So the opening scene, though, it doesn't start with Chris. We open with a guy walking through a small suburban neighborhood, which is based on Halloween, the opening scene from Halloween. Who we know as Andre, right?
It's Andre Hayworth.
Who we know now is later in the movie as Andre Hayworth, and he is walking down a street, and I'm assuming he's talking to Rose on the phone.
Yeah, well, presumably he's at least going somewhere in the neighborhood.
And then Jeremy, who is Rose's brother,
kidnaps him
and takes him away.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's how it opens, and then it switches to the playing Redbone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Childish Gambino. Yep.
And so then we meet Chris, who is a lovable little scamp.
He is. He's so hot.
He is. He's played by Daniel Kaluuya.
Yep.
Beautiful, beautiful man. He has a little cute little dog named Sid.
Sid, baby.
And then Rod, the best character, is introduced.
Yes, we love Rod. He's a TSA agent.
TS motherfucking A.
He's in Bird Box.
He was in Bird Box. This was his first horror movie.
And look where it got him.
Into
that really popular semi-okay movie.
Bird Box was not good, I'm just gonna say. I did not like it.
I think really probably what we should talk about most of it is all
the mountains of symbolism.
This movie is, I think, fairly heavy-handed in its
plot.
It definitely explains what's going on. It explains why things are happening a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly a metaphor for like liberal racism, or like positive racism is another word for it, I guess. That like idea of like, you don't think black people are worse than you, but you like, it's almost like idolizing them.
And you're still separating them from you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not acknowledging that they're people.
Yeah.
It's that it's still racism, but it's
fashionable objects.
Exactly. And it talks about how, you know, white people view black people in America,
mm-hmm.
and how
uncomfortable it is to be a black person in like a white society, yeah. A white world.
That's probably one of my favorite parts, because Jordan Peele talks about how he really wanted the movie to inspire empathy across all groups, really, because Chris is obviously, you know, he's a good dude. We like him a lot.
Yeah,
he's very likable. We align ourselves with him very quickly. From us as like two white women, it's like kind of almost the closest we could get to being in that situation.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable.
I mean, yeah.
It is horrible.
You feel bad for him.
Watching him have to go through all this, like even before like the horror movie stuff starts happening, when it's just uncomfortable interactions.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally like, I think it's funny, but it's also like so real.
Yeah.
The dad being like, I would vote for Obama for a third term. And you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
You're like, that's such the I'm not racist thing to say.
Oh yeah.
Or I don't know, it's very interesting, like, how all the people in the little cult think it's like in fashion to be black.
Yeah, and there's that scene where the guy asked him, is the African-American experience in America been positive or negative for you?
Yeah.
And he just is like...
I think that's really interesting, because the guy that asked that is Asian.
Yeah.
He's the only other race we see in the movie. And I was reading about that, like, symbolically, why that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Jordan Peele comments on a lot of stuff, but I don't think he's particularly commented on this. But I think kind of it's a part of, like, a lot of people have theorized that it's kind of like Asian people have a weird sort of privilege because white people see them as foreign.
Mm.
Even Asian people that are born in America, even Asian people that are Americans, white people see them as more foreign rather than completely separate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was reading a quote from like a professor at some university, and he was saying like, it's kind of a comment on how Asian people don't speak up, even though they live kind of a similar experience. They have a different kind of privilege than black people do, where it's like, I think Asian people experience like positive racism.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you still have harmful stereotypes, but they're not harmful stereotypes that like get you killed by a police officer.
Yeah, which happens to black people.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
Yes.
So
Rose is played by Allison Williams.
It's her first film, isn't it?
It's her first feature film. She was in Girls, I think. Not a good show.
I was like, I don't know what that is.
Lena Dunham is not a good person. unpopular opinion.
I don't know if that's unpopular. An opinion.
an opinion. So they go up to see her parents. And first of all, her parents are so creepy.
Okay, also especially her mom.
Oh my God, her mom just like...
Her mom's like the one that's not like... way fucking over the top.
Like, not over the top nice. Like, they're, like, her dad is like, I'm just, well, hoo-hoo-hoo.
But her mom's, like, weird.
No, her mom is, like, creepy.
Her brother's fucking weird, too.
Yeah, that's interesting, though, because, like, Rose and her dad are kind of, like...
The nice ones?
The nicer, like, they're both, like, at least in the beginning, they obviously are, like, trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we should probably talk about the deer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so on the way there, they hit a deer, and, Chris kind of feels really bad for the deer. They call the police, who come out and basically get the deer off the road and put it out of its misery if it wasn't already dead.
Yeah.
And, I actually screenshotted, like, a long post from Gradesaver, which I was kind of like, Gradesaver? Why is this on Gradesaver? But apparently this is something we're talking about in class.
Oh, and the noise that the deer makes when it's dying, Jordan Peele made that noise with his mouth.
So have fun watching that again.
Just imagining Jordan Peele making that noise.
Okay, so the deer, the symbol of the deer. On the way to the Armitage, Rose and Chris hit a deer with their car. Chris is very upset by the sight of the dead deer as it brings to mind his mother who died in a hit-and-run accident. We find that out later.
Mm-hmm.
For Chris, the deer symbolizes loss, helplessness, and his mother. When they arrive at the Armitage house, Dean Armitage rails against deers, saying that they are taking over everything and that they need to be killed. He uses almost genocidal language to describe his desire to get rid of the deer in the area, and later, when Chris is strapped to a chair in the basement, he sees a stuffed deer heads on the wall. For the Armitage family, deer are symbols of unwanted visitors to be hunted. There is a parallel between how the Dean perceives deer and how he perceives black people.
Mm.
He feels entitled to hunt both of them and to keep them as trophies of his dominance. For Chris, the deer symbolizes loss, helplessness, and his mother. Whoa, no. Sorry, I went back up. Whoa, what happened?
He also stabs...
He does, yeah.
He stabs Mr. Armitage.
Yeah, I found it. For Chris, the deer symbolizes victimhood and vulnerability. So, yeah, it is interesting how he ends up, like, taking control of that symbol.
Yeah, and killing the guy who said...
And killing the guy who is so against them.
So he's taking that vulnerability and literally,
yeah,
like, pushing it through
him.
Him.
It's also... that's also when the police officer comes out. And we see he asks for the license.
Yeah, he's being racist AF.
Even though
he wasn't driving.
And he...
There's no reason for him to have his license.
Yeah. But
then we... And then, like, this is so smart of Jordan Peele, because then, like, Rose defends him.
Yeah, and you're like...
And you're like, go Rose.
Go Rose.
And then you get, like, really kind of attached to Rose, and then, like, they just rip it out. They just rip
your heart out of you.
They really do. So, yeah, they get to the house, and then we meet the groundskeeper and the maid.
Oh, yeah, Georgina and Walter, right?
Yes, yes. Looks real creepy. First of all, driving up to a big house with a white family and...
Black help.
Black help. Really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable. And so then we meet them, and they're weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're old as hell. Both of them, probably like 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're actually the grandparents of the Armitages.
Yes.
So, like, Rose's grandmother is Georgina.
Georgina, yeah.
But, like, not, like, obviously they have that. I think we see it in Georgina whenever she is pouring the tea. I think we see, like, the battle between the old lady and the real.
Yeah, well, and she... cries that one yes. time when he says something about, like, it makes me uncomfortable to be in a house with so many white people.
Yeah.
You're the only brother in a house with so many white people. And she starts crying because it's like she knows what's going to happen to
yes.
him. And it's like she wants to tell him to leave and she can't.
And then, like, she just keeps saying no, because
no.
that's...
No. And you're like, fuck me, okay?
Oh, my God.
While she's crying, you're like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. The scene where he goes up to Walter and is trying to talk to him, and he's like, they got you working hard out here. And he's like, nothing I don't want to be doing.
And yeah, but it's also, like, true, because I think it's interesting, because you wonder, like, well, their family, why would they be servants?
Yeah.
For one, I don't know if that's only because Chris is here, but also, it probably for them, it's like they get to use their body in ways they haven't been able to use
yeah.
it.
And they're taking care of their house.
For years.
Or whatever,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, and Georgina at the very end, when he does save her after he hits her with his car.
Because Chris is such a good guy.
He can't stand to leave a woman, especially when he knows that she's
still
in there.
Yeah, that there's still someone in there.
To leave her just to die. And Georgina freaks out because he ruined her house.
Yeah.
And you're like, and she ends up dying because of that.
Yeah.
She dies because she freaks out, which is interesting. I don't know, there's so much interesting stuff. Also, still on the grandparents. So Walter, he's almost made it to the Olympics, but lost to Jesse Owens.
I know!
Who was... a black runner.
Very famous black
runner.
Very famous
black runner who...
stuck it to Hitler.
Yeah, essentially. Essentially, he was... And they say this in the movie, so you probably know. But he beat... Essentially, Hitler was on his Aryan race stuff. And then a black guy beat the white guy to go to the Olympics.
In Berlin.
In Berlin to go to the Olympics. And he says... He talks about it and he says... But I his... the Dean says... the dean. Just Dean. His name is Dean.
Dean Aline.
He's not a dean of a school. Dean says, well, you know, how amazing to run next to Jesse Owens and to compete with Jesse Owens. And then Chris says, yeah, well, too bad for your dad, though. And he says, yep, he almost got over it.
Ooh.
And then when you watch the video and it's Walter.
Yeah.
Really old, who's like, we finally figured it out. And he figured it out literally just before he died.
Yeah.
And it's like, if he hadn't figured that out, he would have died and he would have been over it technically. But all those years, he was so pissed that he lost to Jesse Owens that it literally inspired him to do that.
It's so crazy. There's so many layers.
I know. It's like, that's such a small thing that like never comes up again, but it's why he runs every single night.
I know. It's like the running scene is terrifying, by the way.
I know. Also, Jordan Peele said that's a reference to North by Northwest.
Yes, yes. I saw that because he says when watching someone run towards you is so like scary.
Yeah, it's like visceral.
Yeah. Yeah. So many layers. Just with those little pieces, like there's so many different ways you can think about it. And
yeah,
this movie just has so much thought and soul put into it.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, the line of like, he almost got over it is so chilling.
It is. It's chilling.
Like when you first watch it, you're like, oh, haha, like, you lost.
Oh, he almost got over it.
But then when you watch it again, you're like, that is literally why all of this happens. Because some white guy couldn't handle losing to a black guy who was better than him. And he was, and also, what's also interesting about it is the white guy was convinced that the only reason he lost was because Jesse Owens was black.
Yeah, he's not better than me.
He's not better than me. His body's just built for this.
Yeah.
And if I had that body, I would have won.
And it's about that.
I know. And what I think is really interesting about this movie, I saw a Reddit post. I looked at the Reddit Get Out thread or Get Out or whatever. And there's not that many posts on it, but a lot of them are like, how is this movie about racism? How is this movie about racism? And somebody, because they were like, don't they like black people, like they want to be black people because they think they're good. And somebody said, they don't want to be black people. They want to be white people in black people's bodies.
Yeah.
They don't want to be black people. They think that black people are just nice objects, essentially, that
they're fashionable.
That they feel deserving to have.
Yeah, they feel like they're entitled to have
exactly,
that.
Because their white brain is superior and would go the best with a black body. Which, yeah, they think black bodies are superior because they're pretty and it's like common, like not, like kind of, I guess like common thought that like, black people, they stay prettier longer. They don't get wrinkles as easily because the sun, like, you know, damages your skin and they have a little bit more resistance to the sun. So it's like they stay prettier longer. They stay healthier longer, like, which is actually not true.
And it's just another arm of them, like, viewing them as objects.
Exactly. It's just another arm of them being like, well, I deserve to have that because I have the superior brain.
Yeah.
And it's
so
like,
that's
what's racist about it. It's like, that's what positive racism is. It's like, yeah, they see black people as positive things, but they still see them as things.
Exactly.
They still see them as like objects that they can own.
Oh my God. Speaking of the freaking bingo scene is chilling.
Chilling.
It's so, makes me feel like,
I know.
Makes me
want to
throw
up. I mean,
it's
literally a slave auction.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's literally an actual slave auction. And using the bingo cards is really easy. It says, each card has already been covered in dots indicating that it is a winning card. Everybody has a winning card. Nobody has a losing bingo. They're not just using bingo cards. They're using bingo cards that are all winning. Although only one person will win the auction, everyone in the audience is already a winner. They are wealthy and privileged, and they belong to a group of elites. And if you think about it, too, every single person in this movie is wealthy.
Yes.
Every single person is incredibly well off, smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you think about it and you're like, also, this is kind of going back a bit, the guy that actually does win the auction.
Yeah, the blind guy.
The blind guy.
He was in A Brother, Where Art Thou, I think.
He's an appraiser or something like that.
An art appraiser.
I forget what the word is because I'm stupid, but the people that buy paintings and sell them.
Yeah.
And decide what goes in galleries and stuff.
Someone tell us what that is.
Yeah, someone, you know, whatever. find us. We're going to get, like, comments that are, like, the word. I don't know what the word is.
You guys are so stupid.
Yeah. And we're going to get 8,000 of them. More like 5, maybe. We're not that big. But he, it's interesting because, for one, he can do his job perfectly well, the way he's doing it.
Yeah.
He has the ability to do the job he's doing. He believes that, but he wanted to be a photographer, right? He realized he didn't have the eye. And he thinks that it's Chris's physical eye that is giving him the ability to do that photography.
Instead of his brain,
which is maybe wired for that. He thinks, well, I have the brain to do it. My eyes don't work. And that's why I don't have a good eye for design.
It's so messed up.
I know, it's like...
It's another thing of using black people for physical labor.
Exactly. Like, oh, well, he has the physical eye that's good for it, so if I had his eye, I'd be fine.
Yeah, because my brain is better.
Exactly.
But it's actually Chris's brain that enables him to be such a good photographer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. No, yeah, that scene is just, like, disgusting. And
they
have the picture of him up there.
Yeah.
It's so upsetting.
I know. Well, so let's talk about the actual, like, sunken place and the way that that works.
Okay.
So the sunken place, you essentially are sent in a state of hypnosis,
mm-hmm.
which gives you, while you're there, she gives you a trigger, which causes you to go back into the sunken place, essentially. Mm-hmm. So for that, the trigger's a teacup.
Yeah.
The tapping of a teacup, which I think is interesting because, for one, teacups are such, like, rich white people things. I mean,
with the saucer.
Yeah, we have a bunch of teacups, but...
My grandmother gave them to me, so...
It's a white person thing. We use them for various things.
I made planters out of them.
Yeah, we made planters out of them. But I think the teacup is interesting... Because it's like it's just a symbol of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but like the silver spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually feel like I screenshotted something about the teacup.
Something, I guess, no, I'll continue that thought after you get the teacup.
Oh, I found this. It was one of the, okay, so back in the times of slavery in America.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times teacups were used to summon slaves. Ooh. When they wanted their slaves to come, they would tap the teacup a certain number of times, and it would be like essentially like the same thing as like ringing a bell.
Oh.
Yeah, so the fact that she taps a teacup to send him into
the sunken place of oppression.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, isn't that, man.
Fucked.
That's
up.
So fucked up. I'm going to cry. Whew.
I know. Jordan Peele also talked about what the sunken place symbolizes, and he said it reflects the suspended animation of how we look at race in America.
Mm.
So he said that after Obama's first terms when he wrote this movie, he said that after Obama's first term, people believe that the nation had overcome racism and that we were now in a post-racial world. But the sunken place is the lack of representation of black characters in the horror genre, or at least ones that aren't immediately killed on screen. And the sunken place has parallels to the... He said the sunken place also has parallels to the mass incarceration of African Americans, which has been described as a modern slavery.
Mm.
So the sunken... Yeah, like you said, the sunken place is like a... It's like where oppression still exists, but it's like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Something that I think
people,
is really...
It's interesting, like people... Because you don't die. That's what I think is really interesting. You exist in the sunken place.
You're alive.
You're alive and you're suffering in the sunken place, but people don't have to look at you when you're there.
Yeah.
And people can just pretend that everything's okay as long as you're down there.
Mm.
And you can't speak and you can't leave. You're stuck.
Stuck.
So sad.
Something I think is really interesting. I think Jordan Peele plays with the ideas of like screens a lot in television because mm-hmm. obviously Chris, like,
yeah,
when his mother is
really
dying, he's very fixated on television. And often, like, he looks through a screen whenever he's taking pictures. He, you know, looks through a frame. And also, whenever he's in the sunken place, he can see outside of his eyes or whatever, but
as
it's a screen. But it's a screen. And I think that that probably, Jordan Peele, I can't speak for him, obviously, but I think how I interpret it is something to do with how Black people are represented in media and horror movies and, you know, in general. Yeah.
And also, the phones, like, the phones are a really big part of this, like, and the flash and all that stuff. And I think it's interesting, like, cell phones are what saves Chris's life.
Yeah.
And if you consider, like, the black light, like, the police brutality, like, the fight against that, it's really interesting because it's, like, how many times has has cell phone footage saved someone's life? Yeah. How many times is the presence of a cell phone camera stopped someone from murdering you and there not being any proof that they did? You know what I mean? Like, like, so many, like, the cell phone camera, and that's ultimately what saves Chris, is the flash on his camera.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And his cell phone. It's really, I think it's really crazy. It's also what makes Rod understand that he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really interesting.
Yes. Something that I think is, first of all, pretty much all of Rod's stuff is improvised, which I think is genius because he's so funny. But the scene, especially pretty much the entire scene where he's talking to Rose on the phone, is like all is all improvised.
That's so fucked up.
I know. Whenever she's like, oh my God, really?
And her face is just fucking
dead. It's so scary.
And then she's like, I know why you called. Because she figures out that he's recording her.
Yes.
He's like, this bitch talks too much. She can say something. Oh my God. And then
that was all improvised.
And then when she's like, I know you want to fuck me. And he's like, what? No! No, I do not. He's like, I do not want to do that.
And then he hangs up and he's like, she's a genius.
She's a genius. Oh my God. She's fucking crazy. I
know. Listen, seeing that scene in theaters whenever, you know, she's looking for the keys, and then she's like, you know, I can't give you the keys, right, babe? And you're like, snake! Snake!
I know, it makes you so mad. You're so pissed. And it's like, you find the pictures beforehand, so you know, like, something is wrong.
Yes.
But then she seems so sincere. She's like, I'm looking. And you're like, give me the fucking keys, Rose. And then she's like, you know I can't give you a key. And you're like,
it's so scary. She's so scary.
Chilling. And then her bangs go away after that.
Yeah.
She puts them to the side and has sleek ponytail. Everyone knows a girl in a ponytail. Crazy.
Crazy.
Turtleneck and ponytail, she's not sane. It's true.
That's my outfit.
She
in
also
winter.
Yeah. There you go. Am I wrong? She eats Fruit Loops and milk separately.
Oh my God, it's that's weird. Okay,
separating the colors.
And she like takes one bite at a time of the Fruit Loop.
Yeah, you're like, okay, you.
I don't know,
fucking
if that,
crazy
I
bitch.
I think that's probably just him to show how weird and crazy she is.
I mean, yeah,
and how much she changes, like after how you know it's all an act now, which is like so sad because then you just feel so bad for Chris. Poor Chris, you know? That's what this movie...
Poor Chris. What's also really interesting is in... So the scene where he's meeting the whole family or whatever. It's really interesting because everyone is in, like, a shade of red or has red in their clothing. And Chris is the only one that doesn't.
He's wearing blue, right?
Yeah.
He wears blue pretty much through
the whole movie,
entire movie.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And this was filmed in Alabama, which is also interesting.
Yeah. It filmed over 23 days in Alabama.
They could knock it out of Alabama fast enough. Ooh, Alabama, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really, it freaks me out. There's also the, like, symbolism of when he is in, so when he's captured... And he's in the chair.
Yes.
And he's scratching at the thing.
Yeah.
Because that's all he can do. And he uses the cotton.
He uses the cotton to put in his ears to, like, defend himself.
And it's like...
so we can't hear the ting ting.
Yeah, which is also.
And now that I know about the teacup thing, that just makes it all the more fucked up. Oh yeah, my god!
It's, I mean, like obviously,
yeah, for
picking
sure.
cotton is like a
yeah
definitely. Classic thing that
we people, associate with slavery.
Yeah, and that people force slaves to do. So for that to be the thing that like saves him,
mm-hmm.
essentially. I don't know. Also, just everything in their house is so white. He literally yeah. smashes Jeremy's head in with, like, a fucking croquet.
It's a lacrosse thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
it's a lacrosse
ball.
Yeah. No, is it?
Is it a croquet ball?
It's a croquet ball.
I was like, I don't know the sports very well.
I don't either.
It feels big for a
he
croquet
has
ball.
He has a lacrosse thing.
Thing that he uses to fight him.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think he hits his head in with, like, a ball of some sort.
Also, Jeremy's obsession with MMA is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Jeremy's weird. He freaks me out.
I know. It's interesting how, like, Rose is the only person that is good at acting.
Yeah, is good at pretending.
Everyone else is like, you're like, something is fucking wrong with these people.
Yeah, but...
And he almost gets away.
Yeah.
He almost gets away because... If he hadn't told Rose, he would have gotten away.
No, yeah, for sure. But that's, like, I think that's just another, like, jab because, like, we trusted Rose,
yeah.
too. So,
yeah.
you know, why wouldn't he tell her? Because we're like, oh, yeah, Rose is
Yeah, every time good. You doubt Rose, you're like, but then she does something and you're like, oh, no, Rose. And then, but it's, like, interesting watching the second time how everything she does, she asks, oh, let's go on a walk.
Yeah.
Even though he's upset, and you think she just wants to go talk to him because he's upset, she's like, no, we need to go on a walk, and then that's when they're doing...
Yeah, everything that she does is so mapped out, because she's done it a million times.
A million times, I know.
Which is just so scary to think about.
Yeah.
Man, now I can't stop thinking about the teacup thing.
And it's what's also interesting... I know. What's also interesting to me is... If... I'm not even sure that the family are bad actors. Because it's like, they act like how you would kind of assume people who are racist would act around a black person when they're trying to not be racist.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of what they're supposed to be doing. But then they also do really shady ass shit where her brother's like vaguely threatening and all the people are like touching him and you're like, how can he not realize that something's like clearly wrong? Which mm-hmm. I mean, he does.
Yeah.
But also it's like, they've done this so many times.
Yeah.
How many times have they given this exact same speech? And also, I read a Reddit post, and this might be kind of digging a little bit, but how Chris forgives the white people so much. He just, even when they're touching him and asking him about his, oh, what's it, like, what's, are you privileged? Do you feel privileged to live in, a, like, be black, or do you feel like it's made it harder?
Yeah, but
he's so nice. He takes it so much better than he should.
He
literally, like, just passes it off all for, like, essentially the sake of Rose. But then when he thinks Georgina unplugged his phone,
mm-hmm.
he gets really upset. Even though it's, like, that could honestly be an innocent mistake. He tells somebody about it, and he thinks it's because she doesn't like that he's dating a white girl.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because, and somebody on the Reddit post said, like, I think it's, like, you don't trust the white people, so when they do stuff like that, you expect it.
Mm.
But you expect people who are in the same boat as you
to have some solidarity
and not be rifling around your shit and not be acting like them.
And I think that that's probably one of the reasons why he says to her, like, I get uncomfortable with all these white people. Kind of reaching out almost
yeah.
and seeing, like, what is going on.
Well, every single time he talks to one of the other black people, he tries to connect with them in that way of, like...
Yeah. Like, when he sees Andre.
Yeah, and he says, like, it's good to see another brother here.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yes. And you're like, no!
No! Oh, yes. That's what they sound like.
Yeah, literally.
Mm.
Sound like
and
us.
And the freaking straw hat that he wears.
It's a billion years old.
I know. Ugh.
Also, I just want to say, they don't pay very much for these bodies.
No.
I think he only paid $10,000 for him.
I wonder how much you have to pay to get into the cult, though.
I don't know.
Because, like, okay, so they show Chris, like, the thing, whenever he's sitting in the chair, and the guy, the blind guy comes on and is telling him, like, this is why, all this is going on or whatever. Forgot where I was going with this. Oh, and then they show, and then they, interesting. but they show like the advertisement
right.
of the whole family, right? And Rose is there, and like yeah. everyone is there.
Which is that picture he saw framed. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, no, I don't know where I was going with that.
The fact that they call it the family.
I know.
Hi, every cult ever.
Yeah, right? It's like, yeah, that that cult advertisement is wild. And it's like, if you're part of our group.
It's literally like, maybe you'll like being a part of our family. And you're like, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Of course I don't like being a part of your family. I feel so, I mean, and also when he, when Walter, he takes a photo of Walter and Walter kills himself.
Oh my God. It's so sad.
Yeah. Also, so Walter, the grandfather, has a really weird, he describes Rose very strangely.
Yes.
Really sexually.
Yeah. What was it? What did he say?
He says, like, oh, I don't know. I know.
He's very sexual about his granddaughter is the thing, and it's
yeah,
very
it's weird.
Yeah,
it's
weird,
and I'm like, why? Is this happening? I can't remember. I wish I could. But it's fucking weird, and it's something like, oh, she's a good looker, she's a keep, like, stuff like that. Like,
she's a keeper, or something like that.
Something like that, and you're like, okay, buddy.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, well,
there's a bunch of stuff like that.
And remember how he comes and says, like, I think he might have a crush on you?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, No.
Oh, I did want to tell. Okay, so at the end, obviously, the police also, I think this is interesting because when you first watch the film, especially, and you see the police lights, you're just dread.
I know, you're like, fuck.
Because you know what's going to happen. And that's like, I think, the difference, because a lot of people are like relieved when they see the cops, especially in horror movies. But like in this one, it's like,
oh no,
we know what's going to happen because
he's black.
And all these white
people
are dead.
People are dead around him.
Yeah.
And there's no evidence either. He burned the house down.
Yeah, exactly. It's terrifying. But why can't I hold a thought today?
I don't know, because it's 10 in the morning.
Yeah, sorry about that. We have to record at 10 in the morning today. Oh, we wanted to tell you guys about a time that we realized a guy we knew was racist.
This is a great story. This movie is,
You can sniff out who's racist, man.
Yeah, you can.
If you watch this movie with someone.
And they don't respond the right way.
Yeah, you can pick it out pretty easily.
So there is an alternate ending to this movie where, so, of course, in the actual movie, it's not the police, it's Rod in his TSA car.
The TS motherfucking A.
And he, that should be a song. trademark, don't take that. So he comes and he saves him.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive away and there's nothing to connect him to the murder.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's still a sad ending, but it's a happier ending.
Yes.
And Rose dies out on the pavement. He does not choke her to death. He leaves her to slowly die.
Which is good.
Yeah, agreed. But then in the alternate ending, which was actually Jordan Peele's first ending, but it did really bad with test audiences.
Because it is sad.
He is arrested by the police. He does kill Rose. He chokes her to death. And the police find him after he's choked her to death. And they arrest him. And he goes to prison. And there's no evidence to get him out because he burned down the house, and also who would ever believe him?
Yeah, and Rod comes to visit him, and it's so sad.
And Rod is, like, trying to be like, just walk me through it again, like, we can get you out. And he just goes, no, I don't want to get out. He says, I stopped them, and that's good enough. I'm okay living the rest of my life in prison.
Ugh.
And you're like,
Yeah. Anyway, so we were talking about this movie with a guy that we knew.
Who will not be named.
We don't talk to him anymore, but he was like, I just don't understand why he didn't get arrested.
And we were like, what? He said he didn't like the movie. And we were like, what? Like, what don't you like about it?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I don't like that the guy doesn't go to jail. I was like, what do you mean? And he goes...
We were like, what guy?
What guy? And he was like, the main guy. And I was like, Chris? And he was like, yeah. And I, he was like, I was like, why would he go to jail? Why should he go to jail? And he was like, well, he murdered all those white people. And I was like, They were
trying to take his body.
They were going to essentially kill him.
They were literally going to body snatch him.
And every single person he kills because they are trying to hurt him.
Yeah. They're literally going to cut open his brain. And you think that he needs to go to jail for killing them?
I was speechless.
I was also speechless.
I was like, what? Uh-huh.
And then we, did not talk to him after that.
Yeah, after that we were like, this guy. And we were right. He's only gotten worse. So
if you're ever on a date with someone and you want to see if they're racist or not,
just be like, what do you think about the, have you seen the movie Get Out? What do you think of it?
Yeah.
If they say that, not a good sign.
Not a good sign, you guys.
Like,
you need to have the right opinions on it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, you don't have to like it, but if that's the reason you don't like it, that's not good.
No.
That's not the right reason.
No. Well, Allison said that most of the bad reviews were racist.
Pretty
that
much
she found.
All of them. I'm going to read you one. It's still racist, but it's not as racist as some of the other ones I found. Some of the ones I found, really racist.
Yeah, she read me one. It was bad.
I did, but I'm not going to read it on air. It's too bad. It's like worse than that time we read that Holes review.
Yeah.
Which came out of left field and punched us both in the face.
I know. Really, I was so upset.
And it's really racist line. So here we go. This one is 5 out of 10. The audience reaction caused me to second guess my opinion on this. The premise for Get Out is interesting and makes for an unusual horror. The premise, although good, deteriorates into cliches by the end, never fully fleshing out any of the characters and injecting humor where it doesn't really fit. The opening credits and song are haunting and evocative, but the film itself portrays all the characters as one-dimensional. I do like the opening credits song is a Swahili song.
Yes.
And it essentially translates to, like, something bad is coming, you need to leave.
Yeah.
Haha. So there you go.
Yep.
Not that I would know that, because I don't speak Swahili.
But we found it on the internet.
But I found it on the internet. All of the white characters are evil and all of the black characters are victim. As usual, in American depictions of race, there is no middle ground, only white and black, no biracial, no Latino, no Native American, only one Asian character randomly thrown in.
We talked about that.
Yep, and I'm not gonna talk about it again. Although the film itself was fine, if not rewatchable, what disturbed me most was sitting in the audience of black moviegoers who cheered the deaths of all white people and made horrible comments.
This person is complaining about that?
The white people were evil.
Yeah.
They weren't cheering because they were white. They were cheering because Chris got away.
Because they were trying to steal his body.
You are, listen, reviewer, person who wrote this, you clearly have some of your own problems that you're projecting onto these random moviegoers that maybe you need to work out.
Maybe you need to look at yourself.
Maybe you have some problems with race, and they are allowed to be happy that the likable character of whom they relate to, because not a lot of black people, I've never seen a horror movie with a black main character, really, except for, like, what,
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead, which ends sad. I have never seen a black... They probably, in modern day, have, like, hardly ever seen...
Yeah, it's important.
It is important. This is a person they relate with, a person they can relate to, who's a good, likable character we should all relate to.
Yes.
And he gets away from the evil white people, and you're mad because he cheers the deaths of the white people he kills.
You're mad that people are cheering for the deaths of the antagonists.
Yeah.
That is what you're doing.
Have you ever...
That's
you
what
never,
you're upset about.
Also, there are horror movies where people do that.
Yeah.
There are plenty of movies where you clap because the protagonist lives. Okay. Woo! Projecting. As a horror lover, I have never seen even the worst killer or on-screen murder cheered, sure. And yet the audience laughed it up because white people were being killed, even if they were the villains. This unsettled me. I'm not American, so my country's issue with races are not on par with America's. To see the audience react this way felt odd, as if I had been transported to America.
What?
Where are you? I almost feel like the film set race relations back. Okay. Ultimately, an interesting horror, but more of a cheap shot at evil old Whitney.
What?
Whitey. But I think they put an N in there. I think they meant to just say Whitey, God. And it auto-corrected to Whitney.
God, that's not... Mm.
A cheap shot at evil old Whitey. The depths are never really explored. And this is pretty much my comment to every single racist review, because they all say this. They're all like, but the white people.
White people don't act like that.
I'm not like that. That was another thing that guy that said the racist thing was like, it just, every white person's bad. And white people aren't like that. And I was like, well, some white people are like that.
Yeah, have you met some racist white people?
Some white people are like that. Maybe you're not like that, but... doesn't mean everyone's like you.
Yeah.
And clearly you are like that.
Yeah, clearly.
Person who said that he should go to jail.
Chris, the lovable, empathetic, incredible main character.
Should have gone to jail. Okay. But he probably believes Rose when she's like, wait, I love you.
Yeah, like, but she said she loved him.
She said she repented. And you're like, she's lying.
She's a snake.
As soon as Rod pulls up, she's like, wait, help, he's killing me. Fucking bitch.
I'm sick.
Boo, you whore. Literally.
That's my reaction to Rose.
Every single one of them, I was like, it's not trying to mend the barrier between white and black people. It's trying to comment both satirically and seriously on how it feels to be black in America.
It is not trying to repair race relations.
No, and it's not worsening them either. No, it's simply a comment on the state of race relations.
It's a commentary.
It's not trying to repair it. It's a commentary on the state of race relations. And if you're a white person saying, but this isn't how white people act.
We don't make black people feel that way.
Oh, do you get to decide that?
Do you know, though?
But do you know?
I don't think you do.
Apparently Jordan Peele feels this way.
So yeah, guys, just so you know, yeah.
Clearly we have some feelings about this. And we're white. We're not even like...
Yeah, we're not even...
We're not even the authorities on any of this.
And we're upset about it, so...
Every single bad review, I was like, racist, 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 racist.
So, yeah, guys, again, if you're ever on a date and you wanna figure out.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, again, you're allowed to not like the movie, but I didn't see a single review that didn't like the movie for a movie purpose.
Yeah, no, it's all to do with like, but white people don't act like that.
Literally. And everyone was like, let me start off by saying I love Key and Peele. And I was like, oh, that helps.
That really
helps. Whatever you're about to say.
Someone was like, I love Key and Peele. Their movie. And I'm like, this is Jordan Peele's movie. Key and Michael Key
didn't write this.
He's not involved. And I'm like,
they're not one person.
They're not like a brand. Key and Peele trademark.
Yeah, I was like, first of all, you say, that's like, not to sound racist, but.
I would have
voted for Obama for a third term, but that's literally the equivalent of you going, I mean, I love Key and Peele, but also this was very racist to white people. And you were like, okay.
All right. You can.
Okay, Jane, what would you rate the movie?
Oh, I love this movie. Probably 8 out of 10. 8 or 9. I really like this movie.
Yeah, I give it a 9 out of 10. I love this movie.
It's really good. Plot holes. Everything is really well thought out. Yeah. Probably 9 out of 10, I think. It's really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
I've just seen it so many times.
The acting's really amazing. Also, like, it is really odd It is like a new experience to see a black lead role in a horror film.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it. Yeah.
And it, there's just like, it's, and I especially thought about this in Us, like the color of their skin artistically added so much to the movie. It like just presented opportunities for doing things that never would have been able to be done, and that never have been done.
It just makes some, it makes for so many, because it's never been done before, so there's so many different and experimental things you can do, with it.
And it's like very interesting.
Yeah, I really want to see more representation, especially in horror movies, because like,
yeah, horror is definitely a genre that lacks,
it's too white.
I mean, all genres lack.
Yes, definitely. But I think horror genre very much so
lacks. Which is a shame, because horror is such a genre that pushes, and to be so behind in something like race.
Yeah, it's a shame. Hopefully, I think this movie is a good like stepping stone, though. I think it's a good...
I mean, Jordan Peele's like definitely, he's taking the lead on...
On representation in horror movies.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's already done it twice. He's gonna do it again, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's said himself, like, he wouldn't cast a white actor in a lead role because he doesn't feel like there's any story left for him to tell from a white perspective.
Yeah, because all the stories have been told.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this movie. It's great. It's worth a rewatch, I think. It's like, you get a lot more symbolism and stuff every time you watch it.
Yeah, it's really good.
And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode.
Yeah, I hope we didn't say anything insensitive.
I hope not either. If we did, please tell us.
Yeah.
Please.
We're white, so...
We're white, and we want to be PC.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeet. yeet! So, I hope nothing we said was insensitive. I hope it was...
And if we did, I'm sorry.
I apologize now.
We did not mean to. Let us know if we did. Call us out.
Yeah, and you can call us out on our social media or email, which the links will be in the description.
Yep.
In the show notes. Very soon, we're working on some small little pieces of merch that are affordable for us to produce ourselves. So we'll be having that available. We're also going to be doing a contest on our social medias, probably mainly it'll involve our Facebook and our Instagram.
Yep.
So follow us on those for sure and be on the lookout for that contest, because it's coming soon.
Yes. Yes. All right, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.